We have been talking about peace. According to the book of Thessalonians, the Bible said unto us that by all means, say now the Lord of peace, the God of peace, himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord is with you all. And then you will ask yourself, you thought that we are doing ordination and this is ordination Thanksgiving. Where am I still on the topic of peace? Why didn't I wait till next week? It's because I want to let us to know that everything that God has programmed and planned to be in his kingdom is for us to experience peace. Because right from the beginning, like I said 2 weeks ago, he already planned everything to be peaceful, everything to be quiet, everything that man need, he already put it and planted it in the garden before he created man. The Bible tells me that in that day when he created man, before he created man, he said the animals were all there. We didn't hear that in the Garden of Eden that the lion was eating or that the lion ate one hand of Adam. Let me not call the complete body of Adam. Or that the lion was eating other animals. We didn't hear that the python, the snake that was there, was swallowing up the rat. Or was it written in your Bible? The Bible said that everything was good. And when he created man, he said everything was even what? Very good. And so when God is calling people to be ordained as we have ordained people yesterday, it's because he wants that which he has spoken to be happening in his church continuously. He wants the program of peace, the program of joy. That is why he said, by all means, I will make peace to be available unto you. I will be with you to make sure that everything that I have spoken concerning you will come to pass. Look so much how God loves us. That right from the beginning, even after he has created what he has created in the Garden of Eden, he said unto you and I, in the book of Genesis 1:27, he said what? Be fruitful and what? Multiply. That is one thing that is special about this ordination. Do you know that the ordination date is a 3 times 7, Abi? What is 7? 7 is a perfected number. Not be so? Yes. 3 times 7. 3 means divinity. It means unity. And apart from that, we are doing it on the 8th month. The 8th month is the month of new beginning. That is the number 8. Amen? Amen. And then we are doing it 2021. Another perfection by a divine connection. Not only that, yesterday was full moon throughout Friday to yesterday to this morning, and it is called the blue moon. I said, oh, we are wearing blue. Hallelujah! It was a coincidence, but when we were going home and I looked at the blue moon, I went and googled. Because I like doing that. I went and googled. I said, what is it? Because I always do that at times. What are the people that are scientists, what are they saying about this moon? Hallelujah. I read some things and I don't actually know so to you. For the fact that it is a special moon, even though things that happen in history are not very good, I said blue means royalty. Blue is conic. Amen. And the Bible said that we change everything with the fire that is in our mouth. So I change everything because this royalty is a new beginning of a journey of peace, a journey of unity, a journey of fruitfulness especially. That is actually what I have, fruitfulness in this particular program, a distribution of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness in diverse areas of life. Diverse kinds of fruitfulness, both spiritually and physically, financially, Childrenly, womanly, contractly, businessly, money, ego, egoly, moneyly, egoly, owoly. Hallelujah. Ex-wives, no sickness is permitted in the body. It is a season of fruitfulness. Amen. So then I read the book again of Genesis 1, 27, where it says, he said, God created man in his own image. And if God created man in his own image, that means that God created us to live the kind of life that he has, which is a life of authority, a life of an overcomer, a life that is that of peace, a life that knows how to make sure that things work according to his own purpose. Amen. He said, in the image of God created he, male and female, created he them. People that discriminate against women, I always say that God will forgive all of them. Amen.
Amen.
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, be fruitful over everything, multiply, replenish. This is a replenishing of the kingdom of God. When we ordain people, we pour the oil of people to upgrade them to the spiritual realm so that they will be boosted by the Holy Ghost to do this. It's a replenishing of the kingdom of God so that we depopulate the kingdom of darkness and populate more and more the kingdom of God so that the works of darkness are destroyed and the works of God is becoming increased and increased. No wonder in the Bible, if you think what I'm saying is lie, go and search everyone that have wicked works in the Bible. They perish, especially when they are fighting against the anointing. The Bible said, he said the house of Saul was declining. The house of Saul was reducing. The house of, what did they call it? The house of Saul was reducing, declining, and finishing. He said, but the David was doing what? Increasing and increasing and increasing. Amen.
Amen.
So peace reigned in the Garden of Eden. And that is what happens when people are ordained, is to ensure unity and peace. That is your work. To ensure unity and peace in the church. We can see it in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yesterday we already spoke about how Jesus himself needed people because he always needs people. Amen. Amen. When he says that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them. After all those things, go to verse 6. He said the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion. And the fatling together, and the little shall lead them. Will you allow your child to go and play near Python now? But that is what happened when the Spirit of the Lord is flowing in the church. When the ordained ministers, like we said yesterday, they do not frustrate the grace that God has placed on them. When they know how to read their Bible, how to study the word, and how to pray prayers. He said, even a little child of anointing of God ministry will tell devil and his coyote and his demons, hey, sit down there. Wolf. Meaning that wolf will come into the ministry, they cannot be able to take any lamb. Remember I preached this preaching before? When I was talking about David. This is the power of the anointing. This is the power of the Spirit of God. And this is the reason that more people are equipped and anointed. So that Satan will totally be paralyzed in his activities. The Bible said that Jesus came to do what in the book of 1 John? He said to destroy
Because Satan is our ministry servant.
So when the Spirit of God is in you and is upon you, and you do the things, unity will be in the church. Power will flow in the church. It's not a thing that you'll be looking at pastor and be saying that, oh, not even the pity person said. Even some of the miracles that God is doing in this church, some of the pastors that are full-time pastors in Nigeria don't do it. Not true. Make you check out. Not be saying, go home. First of all, go work, finish, come back. You can hear and talk. Person go work, come back. Yes, so miracles see the apple. Sometimes you say, you know, they see car, they go say the pastor don't get gift of miracles. Meanwhile, all of us get
up.
The Bible says every one of us, we are gifted to do these things. So why are you leaving the work for the pastor? The great, great church is where miracles are happening anyhow. The people are praying. They don't cross the gate and wake up in the night and say, Father, thank you, amen. Unlike our brother said last week, it is when you are going on the road, even simple, our Father who are in heaven, you don't even remember to pray on the road. If there are some of you not to recite it often, you don't even know to recite it often. You are using Europe, Greece,
Mama,
to swallow it up. Meanwhile, those who are actually those who serve God, I say it before, I ask us one day, how will it be if Bill Gates become a Christian today? The real test of faith is when you have everything that this world can give and you still bow to Almighty God. Not when poverty drives you to church or anything. The real test of faith, the real faith that you destroy the powers of darkness, that you make unity and love to be in the house, is when you have everything and Jesus is still your Lord. Not coming to church to come and seek something, if it does not happen, you turn back again. After you relax for some time, you come again. And then you go again. You don't become going and coming. Transporter. God said, I shall hold them. Amen.
Amen.
But he says that when we are strong, he said, even the wolf and the lamb will be together. The little kid from the children ministry, deliverance will be taking place. But we need to be strong in prayer. I said it yesterday. Jesus, that was the word, was going to church to hear them preach the word to him. The Bible said his custom be, he was in the synagogue as he used to be. Some of us don't forsake the dwelling of your brother. I say, leave that one, I hold it this. God has given you ordained ministers, ordained workers. God has placed a responsibility on your shoulder. The eyes of the people of Innsbruck are watching you more closer now than before. Just as they watch me, they have been watching me for the past 15 years. Now you are in turn, they watch you closer now than before. Every of your steps, every of your words. And they will lie against you, They will say things that you did not do. They will try you and they will test you. Remember that when Jesus was baptized and God said by the Spirit, this is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased. What happened to him? He went to be with the wilderness to be what? Okay now. We don't pour on you. Think that somebody will not look for your trouble and want to start on you. No, sit down. This is program today. They will test you well.
The mountain they did.
I've told us many times I test when I finish preaching. When things start happening, I say, and because I talk, I can make a lot of people talk better. Because then I start going through temptations. But remember that the Spirit of the Lord has rested on you. Not only those who are ordained, but everybody. He says, so that even the little child will be playing even in the hole of a serpent, and nothing will happen. Now he said, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And as the waters covers what?
The sea.
The fact is that when the knowledge of the word of God is here, that is what happened. Because when the knowledge of the word of God is in our spirit, we can be able to avoid all kind of mistakes and to avoid temptations. We can be able to say no to the tactics of the enemy. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ was anointed. For anointed to be doing what? To do good. I think I mentioned that yesterday. That whatever you are doing, ask yourself, is this something good? This is what 3 weeks ago we learned it. We said that peace, wisdom, wisdom from God is what? Is peace. It's first of all pure. And then what? Peace. And then we learned that we should pursue peace. We have to strive to have peace. That means that in this world, it is tribulation that is there. It is trouble that is there. Jesus Christ said they persecuted him, they look for his trouble, they did everything. He said the same thing they will do to you. He said, but be full with joy, for I have what? Overcome the world. John 15. So if we want to be fruitful, as he has made us to be in his image, even now we should stand firm, especially because of what is happening around the whole world. I tell you, things no easy. More things are coming, more things are coming, more things are coming. The other time when they started all these things, people said this, what did they call that theory for English? That one is Dutch now. Control and theory. English, how English they talk at? Anyway, it is theory. Amen. Okay, is the theory not coming to pass? All the news and amebo that we had through the internet, that we will collect the first, and then we collect the second, and then we collect the third. We say, na lie. Is the third not on the way? October. A date has been fixed for the third. So boost us up. Yes, now. Everybody that has taken it from January, February, they will start now with the third. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know they read news. I mean, you know, tithing. People that they read, you know, tithing. Praise the Lord. But these things are things that should help us to be strong in faith. That is why I'm talking. For us to really know that we are getting into a season that we need to trust more in God. I don't say that medicine is bad. Apart from the vaccine, it's not my wahala. But that program is what I'm talking about, not vaccine. If the vaccine, according to how it is written, according to how they said it, is actually happening, why are we leaving the remaining story? And saying that the remaining story is lie. New World Order, they use their own mouth talker. And we are saying it's a lie. The agenda is going towards it. This is an agenda that has started all along. And the agenda is going towards it. We are deceiving ourselves saying it's lie. But we agree with the theory of the vaccine. And we agree with the theory of the coronavirus. But we don't want to accept that one. Why am I saying that? Let your heart receive God. Don't allow us to be part of those that God will say, I don't know you. Let God know you. What did I say? Let God know you. Let God have the confidence in you. And that is why he's telling us in his word. He has chosen us to himself so that we will bear fruit, not that for us to just stay like that. In the book of this John 15, 1, he said, I am the vine. Before we will go to this place, you I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit be taken away. Because right from the beginning, he said, well, be fruitful. So every branch in me that does not fall
follow this instruction, this blessing, that does not live according to this blessing. Because when he created you and I, he said, well, be fruitful. That means that everything that we need to become a fruitful person, he's already imparted and deposited inside us. So he said, every branch that does not bear fruit, he said, God takes it away. He said, but those branches that bear fruit, he does what? He purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. He said, now you are clean through what? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. So abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Can the branch do anything without the main stalk?
No,
it's not possible. So what he's telling us is that he has created us right from the beginning to bear fruit, and the fruit that we bear is the holy fruit. If we read the book of Isaiah 61, which I'm not going through, he said, when the word of God dwells in us, he said, people will start seeing us to be what? Trees of righteousness. And this is where God ordains people, so that people can bear fruit, so that the word of God can spread, so that people will not be carried away with all these kind of theories that brings fear, that brings confusion, that brings uproar. See Afghanistan, they don't do coup d'etat. We pray that the same thing will not happen in Nigeria.
Amen.
When I look at it, I say, what is the difference between Taliban and Boko Haram? What is the difference between them? We have been suffering under Boko Haram for years. I like what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump said, we have sponsored the terrorists. By sponsoring our military servants and paying them, he said that those terrorists are well paid, and that is why most of them are doing what they are doing. What is happening in Nigeria? Are we not bribing people Boko Haram? Are we not putting Boko Haram in the military? He said, know what they did here? Yeah? They said it's therapy. He said, know what they said? Therapy. That they captured them and then they take them through process. Now they have changed. How? And then when you change them, you know something they call the same pepper. You change them, you do not put them in office work. You change them, you put them in military. You come up person for gun, give a gun. Is it possible for that person not to kill? That is what they did in Afghanistan. They have been there trying to do as if they are changing them. They are making peace, they are putting them in order. Then they put them in the military, paid them, and they are well trained, and then the time came. Politics. 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 The time came. Let us withdraw our soldiers. Now. If you have weakened them, how come can they take over? If actually for 20 years, so when Donald Trump spoke that word, I think. I said, okay, no wonder in my country they will gather much money. They will say they are bribing Boko Haram so that Boko Haram will not kill. And meanwhile, Boko Haram have AK-45 that our own military, they don't even have it anyhow. A 16-year-old, 12-year-old Boko Haram has what? AK-45. In 47, make a manual sound with two. And then they are putting them in the military. What will happen in the near future? When more of military of Boko Haram, when our military, half of our military men are Boko Haram members. Tell me what will happen in Nigeria. This is not a coup de
from outside. It's not like the one that happened years back. Pray. Pray and let us be thinking. Let us pray and let us be thinking. I told us that we have entered a season where things will not be easy. The Bible said you will hear of wars. You will hear of earthquake. All these things will be becoming worse than before. He said, know that the day is drawing near. Don't come up for the two advantages. He said, know that the day is what? Drawing closer. He said, men will be marrying men. Women will be marrying women. Men will marry animals. It will be allowed. It is free world. He said, remember what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. And know that the day of your flight has come.
Right on.
Hallelujah.
He said, when you hear these things happen, he said, run. And then we stay here, we say nothing happened. But we tell Europe, what will I say? He's safe. But we have forgotten that we are Nigerians, we are Africans that are living in Europe. We don't even remember our own people here back at home. God forbid evil to happen.
Yeah.
We are talking about peace. Peace is what we work for. He said, pursue it. We work for it, not by bribing the enemy, by crushing the enemy. Jesus Christ did not bribe Satan. He crushed his head. He paralyzed him. Why is he still operating? Because we, that we have the authority of the earth, we are still allowing him to perform. We are still allowing him to move. We are still allowing him to operate. I and you, we are not doing what we are supposed to do. Because when Jesus came, he gave us back the authority. And he said, only the ones that listen to Satan, those are the ones that are blinded. They are interested in the things of the world. Judah, you say you are not interested in the things of the world. How much do you intercede so that the devil will actually be destroyed and his wickedness? And let righteousness fill the earth. For we are partakers of wickedness ourselves. Half cold. Hot. Cold. Hot. Cold. Hot. Cold. Is the majority of the churches.
Lukewarm
churches. May God help us. So that we will not be spit out. May God help us. So that we will not be spit out. We need to prepare. We might be looking at things and think it's joke. No, be joke. That is why I talk about the theory. When they were sending these things out, we said a lie. When they were sending it out, we said that because we don't want to say vaccine. When they were sending it out, I said, oh, take one, it is okay. Okay, they say one, it has to be two. The other one, it has to be one. So you, when you take one, you, when you take two now, you take another one. When that one was written, we say it can never happen. It has never, never happened in history before. That people will take it like, is it happening? When they say they will sack people from work, we say, who will now do the work? They don't sack people. From October, only those, just to catch the young ones, only those who are injected will go to club. I said, thank God they go to club. Mm-hmm. Only those who are injected will go to restaurant. I said, thank God. The problem that we have is when they say it is only those who are injected that can go to supermarket. That is that we go find farm. Amen. Now, you know where to go and pack the dad. Let me start my preaching, Jerry. I don't finish 20 minutes on this talk. But I hope you have gained something from what I have said. So we need to bear fruit in God so that we are not taken away. We need to bear fruit, and that is why, according to the book of Ephesians 4:7, he said, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Christ in you, your hope of glory. According to the measure of Christ in you, that is how you are gifted. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, 7, before we go to 11. He said, according to the measure of Christ in you, according to the measure of the word of God that is deposited in you. That is why Colossians 3:20 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. When you have the understanding of the word of God, richly inside you. Gift. Start operating and functioning through you. Not necessarily that you are a pastor or whatever. Because I taught us that also years back, and it is in one of our Sunday school. I said we all, some of us, we are called apostles. Some of us, we are prophets. Not necessarily that we are shepherding the church, but people outside in the society. So people are teachers outside in the society. It must not be that gift that God distributed is not, restricted or limited to the church. But it has to be according to the word of God or according to how you open up your mind. Oh, let me tell you, people, whether they come to church, they did spiritual things, so. Otherwise, why are we having no court? Is it not for them to hear from the spiritual world? Why is it? How did they know that you have to kill human beings to get some success? It's written in the Bible. It's because they want to reach into your sin world. These are powers. It's just that they tap the powers in the wrong way. And the way that we are Christians, that we are supposed to tap the power and use it in the correct form, we are lukewarm. May God strengthen us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And because of this, so that we can allow the word of God, so that the word of God can dwell in us, so that the gift of God can come up. He said, He gave unto us. 11, I thought I saw you in the day now. He said, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. For what purpose? He said, till we all come in the unity of faith. I said 21 means something. Till we all come to the unity of faith. Amen.
Amen.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the status of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth, so that our brain could think well, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. When they tell you Jesus say here, you go wrong, go there. Jesus say here, you go wrong, go there. If guest speaker is not coming, you won't come to prayer meeting. Because guest speaker is preaching Jesus and Rachel does not have Jesus. He said you will be, don't be tossed around. If somebody tells you that tie the whole of your ears, don't get your ring, otherwise you will not enter heaven. False doctrine. You say that so, that is how holiness is. Meanwhile, holiness is the fear of God. Holiness means that you set yourself apart. Not really, not this thing. Women are not allowed to teach. We just learned it this morning. Male and female, greater than them. It is helper. Am I not helping the men? When God said that we should, isn't Prophet Paul who said, women are not allowed to teach? Okay, I hear you. What about the place that John said? In the book of 3 John, he said, you took care of your children, continue to teach them. That person, God. He said, woman is not allowed to assume authority over you. But who is assuming authority over you? Are you not the spiritual head of the world? Who the follow you drag the position?
Yeah.
Lack of understanding makes us to turn the Bible upside down. That is the what we saw. The Bible says you must be this, you must be that, you must be that. Because before you become a drinking, Satan also knows the world. And he starts manipulating family. And he starts manipulating people. He starts causing confusion in the church. He's reading the same Bible that you are reading. He knows what God said. So he goes to homes to scatter homes so that the work of God will not be done. Why? Christians are judging each other. This devil, when I just say no guest says, he has been there before you were created. He don't do. He said of us to take that authority of God. Not today. I don't get this skin, you don't pay. He said, for the perfecting of the saint, so that you are not tossed here and there. So let them say, it's none of my business. Let me be one with God. For one with God is the majority. He said, God is for me. Who can be against me? So that is what you should pursue. That is what I should pursue. Not what man says. Not their criticism. Not their judging. They judge according to the level of their maturity and understanding. Even right in the church, our level of grace is different. He said we have faith according to the measure of Christ that is in us. Individually, according to the measure of Christ in you, that is how you have faith, and that is how the gift is released. That is why you see the church, so people cannot forgive anybody. Every time you lie, no, I can't forgive. It's the measure of Christ in that one. And the faith of that one concerning that thing. Some in the church are still angels. It should this one day come now when they say, let us pray. Some men are it's their level of faith. It's the level of Christ in them. Now lie they don't. Some lie, not finish from their mouth, they can lie. You will catch them and they are still lying. Even when you say you are lying, go say no lie. You lie again. You can still lie though. And you say, why are you lying? So I didn't lie. He added another lie to it. He said, we need to correct ourselves, not to judge ourselves. Amen. Let me quickly finish. He said the reason is so that we are not deceived. That is why the word of God needs to be released and more people need to be put into the service of God. That the peace of God can indeed reign and rule. 2 Corinthians 3:17. He said, now the spirit is that now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is what? There is liberty. The book of Isaiah 61 says, he said, the spirit of God is upon me. Therefore, I am anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to break open the prison doors, to bring deliverance unto people. I mean, you can say it in your own language. He said, now God, Jesus, is that spirit. And where the spirit of God is, there is liberty. Yes. And this is what it says, that the spirit of God will make you to be. Because according to the book of Matthew 28, just leave it in this scripture. He said, go ye therefore, not only those ordained, everyone in the church. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all nations. I'm coming to something, that is why I'm quoting that scripture. Teaching them the word and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, no, that is Luke, I am with you till the end of the earth. Moses said, I won't go until you go with me. The Bible said that when Jesus was anointed, he started doing different kinds of miracles. Why? Because God was with him. And then he said, where God is dwelling, he said, there is liberty. There is freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from prison. Freedom to preach the word with nothing hurting you. For Luke 10:19 says, you will crush down the serpent and the scorpion. You will trample them under your feet. You will drive out the demons. He said, and nothing shall by any means of you. He said, I the Lord, by all means, I will enable you to enjoy peace. So you proclaim liberty to those who are captive, the opening of prison to those who are bound. For the spirit of God that produces liberty is